People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Planners' Podcast, Future Rich. I am your host, Barbara Ginty, and I'm also a CFP, which is a Certified Financial Planner. And I'm here solo today. So as I said on our last solo episode, I wanted to come on and talk about some of the concepts that we are discussing with the guest on the various guest episodes. And so over the last couple of weeks, we've had Megan and Cameron on the podcast. And one of the topics I talked about with Megan is the inherited IRA. The inherited IRA refers to if you inherit either a traditional or a Roth IRA from a non-spouse. So I want to just clarify that. If you inherit, you know, if your spouse predeceases you and you inherit either a Roth or traditional IRA from a spouse, you have a different set of rules. But if you're a non-spouse prior to 2019, when we passed, when the SECURE Act was passed, the rules changed. So prior to that, so for instance, if you inherited an IRA in 2018 from an aunt, let's just say, you were able to take required minimum distributions and then stretch that IRA to your own retirement. So if you were in 2018, you were 30 years old, the required minimum distributions on that inherited IRA from your aunt would be pretty nominal. So the majority of the account and the majority of the earnings would stay intact. You would take a small distribution based on the factor table, which I'll link, and take your annual amount, and you continue on your merry way, and the account continues to grow until your own retirement, of which at retirement, your distributions, your requirement of distributions go up. Now, post the SECURE Act of 2019, there was a dramatic change to inherited IRAs. At this time, you now have, for the majority of individuals, approximately 10 years to take out your inherited IRA. And that's a big deal when we're talking about a traditional IRA. Because with traditional IRAs, that income will be ordinary income to the recipient. And so if you only have 10 years to distribute it, you could end up, in theory, having to pay more in tax. So for instance, we'll use large numbers. If you inherited $1 million in a traditional IRA and you have to take it all out over 10 years, you're going to need to take out, in theory, $100,000 a year if you wanted to even out the tax situation. And that could cause a bit of a tax problem for you. So it's a very dramatic change to what we traditionally had, which was the stretch IRA, where we'll use just the same example. And we'll just say, in theory, if you inherited a $1 million IRA and your distribution, your RMD came out to be approximately 2% of account value, you would have only needed historically to take $20,000. So it made the news back then that this was a huge change to retirement and estate situations. And so today, ironically, there have been a lot of news articles, and we will tag one of those articles in this podcast, because the IRS finally came out and gave more clarification. I just would like to point out the law was this law was changed in 2019 with the Secure Act, and we're getting clarification now in 2024. So basically what came out today is the IRS is saying that despite the fact that you have 10 years to distribute, the majority of individuals have about 10 years to distribute their traditional IRA or Roth IRA that they inherited, there will be required minimum distributions during that 10-year period. So that's a big change from how we had initially understood the rule. So overall, this is only if it's a non-spouse, so you inherit from a parent, which is unfortunately likely, or an aunt or an uncle or another relative. So if you inherit from anybody other than a spouse, you have the majority of individuals have 10 years to withdraw, deplete the entire account. It has to be zeroed out. Now, there are some exceptions to this. So we will also link, there's a really nice flow chart. So if anybody, you know, is having a hard time sleeping, just check out the flow chart and the factor table, and yeah, put you right to sleep. But we'll link all of that in case this is the scenario you're in, and you can see, but the majority of individuals, it's a 10-year time horizon to deplete it. You could take it all in 1 year. You could take it over 10 years, really up to you, how you and your tax professional decide to take it. But I think understanding the inherited IRAs is an important concept because it's a really big change to retirement and the estate planning component of financial planning. And so we'll link the RMD table. If you're not familiar with it, you would have learned about it when you got to retirement. All traditional IRAs have a required minimum distribution, which stands for RMD, starting at age, for anyone listening to this, it'll probably be 75, but it's based on your year of birth, and it could be 73, it could be 75, depending on when you were born. And it's not a percentage, but you basically take the factor assigned to your age, and then you divide it by your prior year account balance, and that will give you the amount that you need to take out. So that's the fun part about retirement. Or if you have an inherited IRA, you get to do RMD now, since we've got the clarification from the IRS. So I thought that was a great learning moment with episode 24 with Megan, because what I think we're going to see more of with the baby boom generation is more and more people will be inheriting, and these laws have changed not that long ago, and they're quite different. And so I think it's important to be aware of how an inherited IRA works and how that could impact you. And then we'll move on to Cameron. And so Cameron felt, you know, that maybe buying a home was out of reach for her. And I just want to stress, and I feel like I have on the show, but I do want to stress that I don't think you should ever feel societal pressure to make a financial decision. You should do what's in your best interest and what meets your own goals and your own needs. And I think there is a lot of pressure in society to hit certain financial milestones, such as buying a house, or to present a certain way to show that you're successful. And I just really, I don't think it's necessary. And you should only buy a house if you're financially prepared to do so. And also if you're ready for the responsibility, because as I've talked about a lot on the show, owning a home can be really wonderful if you're financially prepared for it, first and foremost, because there are no $100 problems that I'm aware of. Everything, anytime I've called somebody for a problem, it's usually a lot more expensive. And also if you're ready for the responsibility, because owning a home, a home always needs something. It is quite often, at least in my experience, whenever I go away, that's when there's a problem. So there's a lot to be said for renting and having it be someone else's problem. And so I don't think you should feel pressure to buy a home until you're ready for that stage of your life where you're going to have this responsibility and where you're financially prepared for it as well. And then I'm going to come to my third item, which we have not aired these episodes yet, but I do feel kind of in the same vein of, you know, keeping up financially in this environment where we also still have inflation. It feels like everything is just more expensive. We are going to be airing some episodes with individuals who are struggling with, I guess, making their dollars stretch and, you know, the slippery slope that is credit card debt. Because I think it can happen pretty easily, pretty unsuspecting. And when you listen to these upcoming episodes, it's not any one frivolous thing, you know, that ends up on a credit card, but it can just snowball pretty easily with regular spending, meaning, you know, groceries, necessary items. And so I was thinking more about it, and I thought it would be a great idea if anyone wants to join me to do a spending or no spending challenge, rather, August 1st. So I also was thinking a lot about my own budget and my own income and expenses. And so I wanted to do a reset in August just to get a handle on what all of my expenses are. What am I really spending? I think it's pretty easy to turn a blind eye on what's coming in, what's going out. And I will say for me specifically, when I'm running a business as well, just there's a lot of moving pieces all the time. And so what I was planning on doing, and so anyone's welcome to join me, and I will, you can follow along on social media. We'll try and put some things out on Instagram. So you can follow along should you want to join and share as well. But my plan is to do a complete reset in August and just go through all of my recurring expenses and make sure that yes, I am using those subscriptions and I should have them and that they're categorized correctly. I do believe I have some that should be on my business card that are on my personal card. And then I'm going to track all of my non-recurring expenses. So obviously my mortgage, my life insurance, all of that's recurring, that happens automatically. And so my plan, and some of you may disagree with this, was going to be to live off of cash for the entire month of August. So I was just going to put what I have to spend in my checking account and then just use that so that I could get a real handle on my recurring, you know, subscriptions and make sure those are all set up for my credit card, except for my mortgage, which comes through my bank. So I could really start fresh September 1st and really have a handle on what's coming in, what's going out, and is that how I want to be spending my money? Because that's what we talked a lot about on the upcoming episodes is I think the key with budgeting is really, it's not to be so restrictive, but to make sure that the money that you are spending is how you want to be spending it. And it's really easy to not realize that these little habits that you've built up over the years are really costing you another financial goal. So like more money for a vacation, for instance, is slipping away because it's so much easier to eat out for lunch versus pack a lunch. Stuff, little things like that. They really do add up over the course of a month, and then they absolutely add up over the course of the year. So if you're interested in joining me for a budget reset in August, so August 1st, I'm going to start. Shoot us a DM on Instagram. And then lastly, we only have 4 slots left for the rest of the year for guest episodes, unless we change the schedule. But as our schedule stands now, we have 4 spots. So if you're interested, I'm going to be recording again in August for guest slots. Remember, it's anonymous. You have a fake name, but we want to go over your finances, any financial questions you might have. And then we have 1 spot left if you want to come back on and you are a former guest. Preferably somebody who has not been back on, and ideally it should have been at least a year since you were on the show last time. And my last request, if you like the show, can you please share it with a friend? It would help us so much to help us grow our audience. We really appreciate all you lovely listeners, and you listen to all the episodes, which is amazing. And so if you really like the show, it would do us a huge favor to share it with a friend and subscribe. You can now also leave comments on Spotify, which is exciting. So yeah, share us with a friend. And if you want to come on the show and you've been listening, we have those 4 slots left. So you can apply on our website. I hope everybody has a wonderful Friday, and we'll be back on next week. Time.
time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.